I wanted to start off by just saying thank you to all those who are involved in the Ministry of Helps. I understand that with all the difficulties I've been through with physical problems and disabilities and sicknesses and diseases and amputations and kidney transplants and heart issues, I'm very grateful for those who have been called to help in the body of Christ. Those of us that have been called to minister in the Word of God. And I thank God for my church board and my church who understand my physical limitations and how they aid me and help me. And even as the folks here and Dad Tucker, you know, he asked me to share my testimony, I was quite amazed at the fact that he said, we'll set up a chair for you, we'll do this, we'll do that. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. I want to start with a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you today for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for what you have declared. Lord, your testimonies are great and wonderful. And they are to be held by the children of men, Lord. We give you glory and honor and praise. Let everything that comes out of my lips be ordained from you today, Lord. And let them go forth and encourage the brethren and the sisters, Lord. And everybody who's involved in ministry in the body of Christ, for we are all members in particular. And we thank you for the joint supply. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the word testimony in Hebrew has a root word that means to do it again. God is a God that does it again. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And we can remain steadfast in him because of his power and his glory that he gives to us. We are the temples of the glory of God. We have this treasure in our earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. And when we learn the secret of dwelling in his presence and in his glory, we will excel in the things that he has called us to do. Amen? As we testify of what God has done for us, it will encourage others to walk in faith and to believe for their own provision or miracle. Our lives become a testimony of the Word of God. We have the Word of God written upon the fleshly tablets of our heart. And therefore, we become written epistles, the Apostle Paul says, that others can read and see. If people don't see Christ in us, we have nothing to show. We have no strength of ourselves, but the glory and the honor belongs to our Heavenly Father, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and praise be to God for Jesus, the captain of our salvation. God will do it again. God honors his word, and he upholds all things by the word of his power, according to Hebrews. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, Hebrews 15, 4 and 5. The things that were written afore were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to Jesus Christ. Now Psalm 119:11, and I've got this on a slide, says, thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. The word of God sustains us. It upholds us. It bears us up in our infirmities and in our weaknesses. There have been times where I've been so sick and I've wondered, oh my Lord, you know, what have I done? I always thought it was something that I did. And of course, praise God because of God's delivering power. And I remember Bill Finch, who's an elder in my church, He said to me one time in October of 2016 on Election Day, I went in the hospital. My wife gave me her beautiful kidney. The doctor told me it was the healthiest kidney he's ever seen. And he'd been doing this for 25 years. So my wife gave me a great kidney. Well, somehow I developed a kidney full of kidney stones. Pam never had them. I never had them in my life. And the enemy was just trying to destroy that kidney. I spent 8 months going through surgeries, all kinds of issues. They had to take out those stones a couple different times. I had a nephrostomy tube stuck in my side for 8 months. And through all that, I would sit in a wheelchair. Our church was in a house at that point, and minister to everyone. So praise be to God. God is faithful. He will uphold us in our trials and in our testing. And hey, if Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered, how are we any different? Amen? All right, Psalm 119, 167 says, "My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before you." There isn't anything about you that God doesn't know. You know, Ecclesiastes says that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. And I keep my eyes on the end. And I praise God for all the teachers of Zion, the teachers of righteousness. I praise God for the hope that you bear up before us all, that we can carry forth this great vision that the Lord has given unto us. All right. Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Hey, I'm a simple man sometimes. You know, I can go, duh. You know, sometimes the Lord jokes with me, says, "Rob, duh." Hey, you know, we are what we are. Amen? Praise God for the Lord's loving patience and kindness. Amen? "The statutes of the Lord are right. They're righteous. They're just. Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." The Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians verses 1, 16 through 21 or 22, and he says that we will receive enlightening, that the eyes of our heart will be flooded with light, that we might know what the hope of his calling is. When you know what the hope of his calling is, you won't quit. I don't care what happens to you. I don't care how broke you are. I don't care how desolate you are. I don't care if your electric's turned off. Been through that in the past. But that's where I learned the Lord. And I learned to trust in his provision. He has never once failed me. "The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yes, than much fine gold." I love this one right here. "Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, the word of God, your servant is warned. And keeping of them, there is great reward. I have esteemed the word of your mouth more necessary than my daily food." And that is what has gotten me, my wife, and my three boys, and my church through everything and anything that will ever, ever come. I want to pray a quick blessing over you, if I may. Heavenly Father, I speak life to Zion, because Zion is the city of the living God. And Lord, I praise you for the vision that you have given to your people, Zion. Let the word of God be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May your word be written upon the fleshly tablets of our heart each and every day. Let the glory of God come upon the inhabitants of Zion, and let your righteousness shine forth forever and ever. Let the glory of God arise upon your people, that we may see in the times of darkness and look ahead, because you are true and righteous forever. Great is your ways, O Lord, and great is your everlasting and eternal mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening.